stuff. New test, right? Right, new test in the offer, all the way at the top. No, I didn't get Mishnah. No. First line. Rabbi Shuv and Levi. Rabbi Shuv and Levi said, now this is how we learn that you're allowed to plant five types of grain in five types of not grain, vegetables in one patch. So the way he dodges it says in the pasuk Zeru'eha, right? So he says, Yushim Levi says, on marriage, could have said Zara. The first mistake, it should not be Zara, it should be Zara. Could have said. Oh, great. Oh. Tonight is not right because I'm still breaking. Anyway, we got to get moving because we're so far behind now. Yushim Levi, on marriage, again, Zara should be Zara instead of Zara. Zara, Zara, Zeru'eha. Zeru'eha. Now, basically, what he means is that there are extra letters in this pasuk. It could have in this word. It could have said zar'e with a yud, and then it could have said it. It could have said just zara, zayin resh ayin hey. It adds a letter, the letter yud, which makes it zayin resh ayin yud hey. It adds another letter, a vav, which makes it zayin yud resh vav ayin yud hey. So we darshan all three of these possibilities. Zara is singular. Zeru'eha. The second way of reading it is plural. Zeru'eha is also plural. So you have one singular form and two plural forms. That's 2 plus 2 equals 4 plus 1 equals 5. So that's how you get five types of grain. Rabbi Yehuda says you can get 6 in. How do you get 6 in? Zera. He starts with the word zera without an hay. And then he adds a hay, zara. And then he adds the yud, zera'eh. And then he adds the vav Zeru'eha. So it's single, single, double, double. 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 2 equals 6. Rabbi Chagai Amar Zeru'eha Chamisho. The word Zeru'eha has five letters. Zayin, Resh, Ayin, Yud, Hey. Ha, it says Zeru'eha with a vav. Ha! Kol Ha'ein. There's a letter vav missing. Should have been kol ha'ein d'ana mishkachachla vav. Any place where I found the letter vav, ana machikle, I erase it. Now, it's not to be taken literally. What it means is that the vav is a superfluous letter, right? Since it's a nikud letter, it's really not a letter in the sense. Yeah, so it's just a dot. So therefore, he never takes the vav into account. Okay. Ishtailis Rabbi Huna Safra the Sidra. As Rabbi Huna was the sofer of the Seder, in other words, I guess he was like in charge that day. Omar, and he said, Safra the Sidra, he was the sofer, he was in charge, sofer of something. Sofer the base medrash, that's what it is. Sidra, I forgot. Sidra in Aramaic is base medrash. I asked Rabbi Huna was the sofer the base medrash. Varmi said, Ziru El Malay. It says it with a vav. So it sounds like Itaka did erase the vav everywhere, and therefore it was a refutation of him, that which we say that it's written with a vav. So I don't know, I guess it was Taka, you know, he was under misimpression. Now, be that as it may, next line is missing here. There's a machlokas, the Yerushalmi Kalayim brings it down. And the Yerushalmi Kalayim says, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yonah, like our Gemara starts. Then it says, like our Gemara continues, it says, Kulun b'soch shisha. All five of these plants are within the five tfachim, within the 6x6 tfachim. And of course, we mentioned that there are two on the, four each on the corner, one in the middle, right? That's all within the five tfachim, within the six tfachim. Sorry. Now, what's not in our Gemara is Kahana b'shem b'shem Elokim says, and then as our Gemara continues, Kulun chutz l'shisha. They're all outside the six, right? You have five on the four corners. Yeah, four out of the four corners outside the 6x6 block, and then you have one in the middle of the block. Says Moim, Kulun chutz l'shisha nisnei tisha, right? If they're all outside the, they're all outside, so let's have nine. Now I drew it. I traced the picture from Kilayim.
Five in the center and four on each side on the outside.
Right. Here's the picture. See, you should be able to. If they're all on the outside of six, see, here's the 6x6 grid, right? The 6x6 grid. So you should be able to get nine types of vegetables in. One in the middle, then two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So why, if it's on the outside of the 6x6 grid, you should be able to get nine in. So says the Gemara, no. I'm Rabbi Tanchum Butzira Vikini. Rabbi Tanchum Butzira said the reason why you can't butzrei, the reason why you can't get nine in is because we're learning that bikini, the case we're talking about is baruga sharuga simas nisa. We're talking about a case where it's a patch among patches. And if you know in a patch among patches, you can't get nine. Why? Because you have to leave space for the one opposite. See, I made a picture, I traced a picture of that too. Right? Which means that each one you get five. One, two, three, four, five, right? And the next one also get five. One, two, three, four, five. But since they have to interlock, you can never get nine in, obviously. All right. So in a chanami, if you add one in the middle of nowhere, it's true you can get nine, right? In a vacuum. But when it's next to other ones, you can only get five in on each one. And that's what we're saying over here. Okay? So, as it says the Mishnah further, how do we know that a woman who emits semen on the third day after having had relations, because it's tamei as a result? It says, the Jews were told by Matan Torah, be prepared for the third day. Al-tik shalisha, do not go have relations with a woman till then. That wasn't for the men, but it was for the women, this restriction. And we're going to talk about it more. I know that if a child's third day after his bris milah comes on a Shabbos, you can wash him with hot water. In other words, you can have a Shabbos for him. It says, it came to pass on the third day when they were in pain, that's when Shimon and Levi smote the entire city of Shechem, right? How do we know that you tie a red thread on the head of the goat which is sent down the cliff on Yom Kippur? It says, if your sins will be red like shani, which is a red dye, they will become white like snow. The chulgomer, etc. On Rabbi Yochanan said the 3 day period is learned out from Har Sinai, right? Obviously, we said it. You don't call him source of the yomim. Mi Sinai lomdu. Yard Moshe b'shlishi b'shabbos. Moshe came down on a Tuesday. V'amalem and said to him, "You don't call him source of the yomim. Could be prepared for 3 days. I'll take sholisha." Now, there's two ways of interpreting that. Actually, there are more. But two ways to begin with. Let's say that somebody separated from his wife on Tuesday itself. Okay? Yeshkan, so he's got then, shlish, should, here there's a word missing, it should be shlishi, the coordinator brings down. So he's got Tuesday. And then he's got Leo Revi, Tuesday night, which is Wednesday, in Judaism it's Wednesday evening, right? He's got Wednesday itself. He's got Wednesday evening. He's got Thursday, right? He's got Thursday night, which is already shishi, right? Polta bayom, and then she gives called polta balayla. If that night on Friday night, she has an emission of her husband's zera. So then polta balayla. Tmeya, that night should be Tomei, but Yom Torah in the morning should be Torah because she should go to the mikveh that morning, everything will be fine. Or on the other end, let's say if Moshe came down on Tuesday, and then he told them, but they waited till Wednesday. Let's say somebody could separate from his wife on Wednesday. So he's got Wednesday. Then he's got the night of Thursday, Leil Chamishi, meaning Wednesday night. The Chamishi's got Thursday. And so on and so forth. Bishishi Polta. Balayla Tmeya, on Friday, she admits something Friday night, by which we mean Shabbos night. Friday day. Balayla Tmeya, that night she's going to be Tomei, but Yom Torah in the morning she's going to be Tchum Torah.
Shabbos she's Torah?
Yeah.
That's the same as the previous.
What? No, we're saying even if you put it off by day, you can still make it. That's basically what we're saying. But if you start on Tuesday, obviously you can make it by Shabbos. If you even start on Wednesday, you can still make it by Shabbos. Because you have Wednesday, right? You have Wednesday.
You're counting Wednesday.
No, I shouldn't count Wednesday. Right, my mistake. I have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Shabbos morning, she's Torah.
Why Shabbos is the third full day?
Oh, you're assuming you need 3 full days. That's not true. It's going to be big machlokas now, okay? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Zuba Sinai. This is all today about Har Sinai, right? But for all time, it's either 4 or 6. Now, 4 or 6, we mean 4 or 6, 12-hour periods called in Hebrew Onos, right? We have days, which are 24 hours, and onos, which are 12 hours. And we're going to explain why it's either 4 or 6 momentarily. Rabbi Akiva Merli Oilam Hein Chamesh. It's always 5 onos. It's always exactly 5. The Chen Ladoris, it was that way at our Sinai, and was that way so for all generations. Now, what is this? What do we mean? What is Rabbi? It's very choppy what we just learned. What do we mean? So, Tamati, we learned over there. Hapoleter, this is a Mishnah Mikvos. Hapoleter Shichva Zera, a woman who emits the semen of her husband. B'yom HaShlishi, on the third day, not after 3 days, on the third day. Tahora, Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I'm going to quote you now from the article Mishnayos there in Mikvos. He says, if a woman emits semen on the third day from when she had intercourse, including the day of intercourse, she is tahor. It does not matter how many hours have elapsed, as long as it is the third day. It can sometimes take up to 48 hours for the third day to arrive. For example, if she had intercourse right at the beginning of Thursday, meaning Wednesday night after nightfall, 48 hours will transpire until the Shabbos day commences. Okay? She had intercourse right at the beginning of Thursday, right? Which means Wednesday night. So then you have 48 hours, Thursday, Friday, right? Thursday, Friday, then Shabbos begins. That's already for the third day. Other times, the third day will arrive after just 24 hours. The third day can come after 24 hours, namely, if the intercourse took place on Thursday late afternoon, just before night falls, the Shabbos day will commence just over 24 hours later. In the opinion of this Tana, it is the third day that counts, not how many days have elapsed. So therefore, when could Moshe Rabbeinu have told him, don't separate yourself from a woman? Thursday afternoon already, right? Thursday afternoon would be the latest time. Because it's Thursday afternoon, then you have part of Thursday, you have Friday, you have Shabbos. Shabbos morning, they go to the mikveh, everything is fine. Okay? So that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Pa'amim Shem Chamisha, Pa'amim Shem Chamisha, Pa'amim Shem Sheish, Pa'amim Shem Arbon, sometimes it's 4, Pa'amim Shem Chamesh, sometimes it's 5, Pa'amim Shem Sheish. Okay, now he holds a similar idea. Only it's got to be on the fourth day. It's got to be on the fourth day. Again, it doesn't have to be full days, but it's got to be on the fourth day. Okay, so since that's the case, he holds. But of course, Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Wednesday, right? So what's his shita? So again, from the article, it does not matter to Rabbi Shmuel how many hours of onos have elapsed, as long as it is the fourth day. Sometimes the fourth day arrives after 4 periods, such as if she had intercourse late Wednesday afternoon, the Shabbos commences a little more than 4 periods later. Sometimes it takes 5 periods, when the intercourse took place Wednesday morning. Sometimes it takes 6 periods when it took place Tuesday night right after nightfall. So it could be as little as 24 hours. No, so it was 48 hours. It was 48 hours and as much as 72 hours. 4, 5, or 6. Okay? That's his opinion. A third opinion, so according to him, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu had to come down already on Tuesday, right? At the Tuesday and tell them stay away from a woman for the next few days because at Tuesday night, right after nightfall, already you're going to run into problems, okay? Tuesday night after nightfall. So certainly Tuesday morning would have a problem. Would you?
They're not
poor. No. He could have come down. No, he could have come on Wednesday. He could also come on Wednesday. According to Rabbi Elazar, I came on Thursday. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, he came down on Wednesday. Because even on Wednesday, you have the minimum 48 hours. Because you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So you get the fourth day in, even if he came down on Wednesday. Okay, that's good. That's now the third sheet is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, way back to the Gemara. Akiva Omer, Lo Lamein Chamesh. It's always 5. Now, again, from the art scroll, 5 onos, each of 12 hours, equals 60 hours. Rabbi Akiva holds that a full 60 hours must elapse before an emission no longer renders a woman tummy. This is in contrast to the previous Tanoim, who held that the third or fourth day is the determining factor, and the number of hours is inconsequential. He goes by numbers. It's got to be 60 hours. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, I think he had to come down on Wednesday, right? Had to have been Wednesday.
2.5 days, 60 hours.
60 hours, right. So you need to have all of well, you need to have had Shabbos night, that's 12 hours. You need to have a full day Friday, right? It's another 24 hours, and a full day Thursday, another 24 hours. So he had to would have had to come on Wednesday afternoon in order to tell them 60 hours from now. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel, Avad Yoim. I'm sorry. Im Yotzes Miktzos. Now, since Rabbi Akiva does go by hours and not by days, Im Yotzes Miktzos Onur Rishayna. If it was already too late on the one side, meaning let's say he didn't begin an ona, he didn't begin a period at the beginning thereof. So Mashlimi La Miktzos Onur Shishis, you give it an additional more at the sixth one at the end. In other words, it's always 60 hours on the clock.
It's not
Miktzos Yom Kippur? No. It's only 60 hours on the clock. Whenever it begins, that's when it ends, and therefore you can always add on a little bit to make up what you lost in the beginning. Okay? Rabbi Shmuel, now, Rabbi Shmuel Avad Yom Oina V'Laila Oina. Rabbi Shmuel makes a day into a period and a night into a period, because he talks about five periods. So five periods is each day is one period, and each night is one period. Five periods altogether. Rabbi Kiva Avad Yom Oina V'Laila Oina. Rabbi Akiva said, also, they have five periods, right? Five periods, he said, which is the five periods, each period consisting of 12 hours, either day or night. Ma Beineu, what's the difference between the two of them? Ono Shlemos Beineu, where you need full periods. And Shmuel Ava Miktzos Oina Gula, Rabbi Shmuel, you just have to get into the fourth day, right? You don't need to have a full Ona of those five Onos, right? You don't need a full 60 hours, it can be as little as 48 hours, right? However, Rabbi Akiva holds, Rabbi Akiva Lava Miktzos Oina Gula, he holds has to be a full 60 hours. The Tani came out of Rabbi Akiva, we learned that concern Rabbi Akiva explicitly. The Fiel in Nichnes is Miktzos Oina Rishayna. If you went a little bit into the first period, Mashlimina Miktzos Oina Shishis, you tack on a little bit at the end. The bottom line is it's 60 hours on the clock. Tani, we learned Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yom V'Laila Oina. Rabbi Lezer learns a day and a night are a period, meaning a 24-hour period is a period. Miktzos Oina Kukula and a little bit of an Ona, that's like Miktzos Yom Kukula. That's how it could be as little bit as 24 hours, right? Because in 24 hours, you get a Miktzos of the first day, a little bit of the first day, a little bit of the last day, and a full day in the middle. That's already 3 days according to him. So that's like you were saying before, okay? Vitani Kane, and we learned also this in a braisa. Out there, sometimes just a day and a little bit of change, v'hi Torah, and she becomes Torah as a result. Okay, on the other hand, according to Elizabeth and Azariah, Shnei Yomim V'Choser Kol Shehu, sometimes you can have two full days missing a little bit, and she's still Tmeo. Because it depends how it works out, right? The 48 hours, like he mentioned before in the article, right? If she had intercourse right at the beginning of Thursday, meaning Wednesday night after nightfall, 48 hours will transpire until the Shabbos day commences, right? Because she could have had intercourse all the way at the end of Thursday and gotten in Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But since she had the intercourse at the beginning of Thursday, right, 24 hours earlier, so she's got 48 hours. So it's really, it can be 24 or 48 hours depending on the circumstances, okay? Skipping the parentheses. Yom v'choshu v'itor e'chavito. The truth is now the Gemara gives its own example, though it's not exactly like the article's example. What's an example? Shimshas beis Arab Shabbos kol mishkiyas achama. She had relations Friday afternoon right before shkia. And then she had an emission. Motzei Shabbos after Shkia. It's a ready Torah. It's only a day, 24 hours plus, but she saw it because she had 3 days. She had part of Friday, she had all of Shabbos, and she had part of Sunday, meaning Motzei Shabbos. So she's Torah. Shnei Yom Milchosa Kosha, what's the case, however, where it's 2 days missing a little bit, V'itmea, and she remains on V'itmea. Hey, Chavita, what's the case? Shimshas Pesach Erev Shabbos, she had relations Erev Shabbos, La'achar Shkia Sechama, after nightfall. Upolta Bechel B'Shabbos, she had an admission on Sunday, Koidim Shkia Sechama, before nightfall. Right, so she's stuck. Hareish Gan Shnei Yomim. Choser Koshu, she had 2 days missing a little bit, meaning she only had Shabbos and Sunday. She hadn't yet gotten in Monday. It was 48 hours already, because she had beer right at the beginning of Shabbos, and she saw the emission all the way at the end of Sunday, so it's 48 hours, but it doesn't help because it's still not 3 days until she hits some part of Monday. Okay? From all of them we can learn, however, Tfula Yom Kibul Yisrael Satorah. The women were Tfulos Yom and they received the Torah. How do we see the women were Tfulos Yom and they received the Torah? Because they Shabbos morning they went to the mikveh. And Shabbos morning when they went to the mikveh, you're still Tful Yom. Till when? Till nightfall. So therefore, they must have been Tful Yom when they went to the mikveh. Again, because depending on how the scenario, they all learn that they went to the mikveh Shabbos morning, because they still have the potential to become Tomei Shabbos night. So therefore, the Shabbos morning they went, they were Tful Yom. Which, of course, is an afkamina, Locha Meiser, from here we learn Tful Yom, it's allowed to learn Torah and dive in, and we don't say that he has to wait till nightfall. So in any event, Hoda Dat Omer Benoshi, of course, that's talking about women. Avo Banoshi Kvai Torah, but the men, they have plenty of time to go to the mikveh because they don't have this problem of ongoing emissions. Ma Taimo, a pasuk teaches us this, Vikidash Tam Yomu Mochar V'chib Sustim Losam. Sanctify them already today and tomorrow and wash their clothing because already the whatever tumah they had already and they're not going to have any more relations with their wives, so they're going to become fully tar by the time Matan Torah comes around. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan, we have said all these opinions we learned, Zudiv Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it goes to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, those three opinions. Up to 3 days. Only then on does the zera, the semen within her, become repulsive and no longer metami. Now what does he hold? So quoting the art scroll again, the majority of poskim hold the halacha follows the opinion of the chachamim that 12-hour onos, a full 72 hours, are required. The physical preparatory abstention then lasted from Wednesday morning till Shabbos morning, a full 72 hours. So chachamim don't know like any, even they're even more machmir than Rabbi Akiva. I have more than 24, more than 48, more than 60, need a full 72. How do we learn all of these out? V'asyakidam Rabbi Zira. Right, Rabbi Zira, it's Abishem Rabbi Yochan. Zov, this is the commandments concerning to the Zov. A person who has the flow called Ziva, and a person who has the flow called semen. Well, since that parallel is drawn, I don't remember this ever in the Bavli. I am willing to stake that this is not never in the Bavli. Matar is Azov al Shloshi Yomim. And when do you become Azov? After 3 days, right? You need three emissions, right, in order to become Azov. After Shech Vazera, so to whatever is relevant by Shech Vazera, the Shir is also 3 days. It's a very strange drasha. Because here we're talking about three Ziva episodes that cover 3 days. And here we're talking about how Shech Vazera deteriorates over 3 days. So it's completely, completely different. You know, the fact that there's a parallel drawn, the Pasuk tells us that whatever the parameters of 3 days are by one, we learn out the same parameters of 3 days by the other. Okay? New sugya. Back to the Mishnah. On that today, we learned in our Mishnah, Machitzim is called, you're allowed to wash a kid on Shabbos. On the third day. What? Third day of the bris. So says what Tani Vey Red Rav, and now said Rav, they learned Machitzim Samila could only wash the place where the bris mila took place itself. Ravo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha K'mishom, I know that Halacha is like he who said, Machitzim is called, you're allowed to wash the kid's whole body. Not just the place where the bris is. You must say you watch the kid's whole body. Why? Because Tani Shmuel taught us, one never refrains from putting oil nor hot water on top of the wound on Shabbos. So if that's the case, we know already about a wound. You can about the wound itself. You can put stuff on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Kol Shah have a, this is just on off on a tangent, but Om Rabbi Yisir, it's a kol shahava Rabbi Zira, all the time, Rabbi Zira, my master said to me, Omer Li, Tani, we learned that Snisach, in your Baisa, blow it elish mezalfin amayim magabe makab Shabbos, and was also allowed to sprinkle water on a wound on Shabbos. So if that's the case, im oimer at, im oimer shemachitzin es amila, if you're going to say all you can do is rinse the mila, so what's the chiddush by the wound of a small child over the wound of an adult? Even by adult, you're allowed to wash the wound itself. So a child must be better than that. How is it better than that? It must be you're allowed to wash not just the wound, but the rest of the body of the child as well. Okay? Rav Obishem Rav Lozer said, halacha krebi lezman azayit, you can wash the entire kid. I think that's what he was referring to. You can wash the entire kid.
Where did Jose Bezari say it?
Yeah.
Looking for his name though, previously.
I don't know. Somebody must have said it. Says what Rabbi Abba Moshe Revo said, time in Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, the reason Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah is, or the pasuk is, because it says, by, like I said before, by Reuven, by Shimon and Levi, killing out the city of Shechem, by Hiba Yom Ashlish, gave the pass on the third day, when they were hurting, Bioso Koivang Sivkan. So he dashes, not that they were hurting, but rather, obviously means they were hurting, right? But it could have been, we also dashed to me bios kovim sivkan ela biosam kovim when they were hurting in plural b'shosh kol evarim kovim aleim, their whole bodies were racked in pain. And that's where matzah to wash the whole body on the third day, because it racks your whole body with pain. Kovim means not just the spot where the meal is, but the entire body. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Rachel and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yochanan mafaktin l'chayosa. Rabbi Yaakov Rachel said Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yochanan both used to command the nursemaids kol shikui and any medicine datun adi mecholo, which you do on weekdays for a kid who just had a bris. Of the Mishabbos will do the same on Shabbos as well. Says the Gemara, Lochein Tzricha, that's not on the day of the bris, that's Pashut, right? Lochein Tzricha. No, we need this. Even when the third day comes on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the kid on that third day and do whatever is necessary. Shmuel Marim Nesakona. Shmuel said it's because of danger, right? Rabbi Yosef asks, Im Nesakona Mechamin Lochamin. Why don't we heat up the water on Shabbos itself? So Riosi Bray Boom Share Bonan Tama name where the rabbis above us al taka. Mechamin lo chamin b'Shabbos was allowed to heat him out water on Shabbos. The tiny cane we learned. This is not directly relevant. It's only brought down here by coincidence. Frank A, we learned Bechamin Mula Adam Lontis, a person can heat up a towel, but no style gabi maka. You can put it on his wound on Shabbos, okay? Loyito adam, however, a person should not take a bucket, a reva, lay a mindful of water, and put it on his stomach on Shabbos. Why? Because it looks like he's doing it for medicinal purposes. You shouldn't learn it that way, but rather it's mutter, because it's not the way of medicine, but rather the way of washing oneself off, and therefore it's permissible. Of course, you can't heat it up on Shabbos. We're just using it on Shabbos. Using hot water to rinse one's stomach on Shabbos.
Are they putting a hot water bottle on it?
What?
Is it just hot water, or is it hot water bottle?
I think it's like hot water bottle, because there's a Reva Mleachamim.
So then you're not washing yourself, you're just using it
for... No, good points. So I gotta be wrong. You must be washing yourself with it. Obviously, you're correct. Okay. Very Shana. Now, this is totally getting back to red thread in our Mishnah, right? Very Shana. Originally, they used to tie them into the windows. Each house used to tie into the windows. Some of them went white, which showed they were tofor. Some of them remained red. Also, so they were, of course, embarrassed to look at each other because they would see what color the threads were. Chazios Koshin also Piskel Shel Hecha. So it started tying everybody's thread at the opening of the Hecha, of the opening of the Beis Hamikdash. So it was also not good, not, they weren't in good shape, because sometimes it stayed red and sometimes it turned white. So sometimes be depressed the whole year, right? That's why they went and they tied it from there on in. They tied it on the rock near the cliff where they pushed the soil off.
If the corn stayed red, their faces turned white.
If it's the right. Okay? See, it says, let's go and argue the point, Yomar Hashem, God will say. It says, if your sins will be like Shonim. Now, it could have said Kashoni, which is the true color for red. Why did it say Kashonim? Kashoni Shemen Shemayim Voretz. If they'll be like the years between heaven and earth, which are said to be the walk, the mount that takes to walk 500 years. Then, Kashel Galbino, then nonetheless your sins will be white like snow. If you sin more than that, more than the equivalent one sin is during 500 years, then you're in big trouble. It's not going to come white like snow, Katsemer Yudol, you're going to come white like wool, which is less white. Okay? Says more, Rabbi Shulamer, Im Yuchato Yechem, Kishonim, Kishnei Avos. If your sins will be equivalent to the amount of years that the Avos live, which is two more than 500. It's 502. So the difference between heaven and earth is 500, and the amount of the years of the Avos is 502. Of course, there's something to be made of this, 500, 502, but not for now. So if your sins correspond to the years of the Avos, shel yaminu, we can purify them like snow. Yosemikan, if they're more than 502 years worth, Katsamer Yus, they won't fully clean them, only clean them like wool, which is less white. Amrav Yidon Bar Pazim, Yuchatoy, another pshat. Yuchatoy, Chem Kashonim, Kashel Gabinu, Barishon. If your sins are going to be like red, right, then they're going to be white like snow. That was by the first base of Mikdash. If they'll be red like the worm, then they'll be white like wool, which is less white. That's b'shein that second base of Mikdash for the kapor was not as complete. Rabbanan have another drush. If he's going to sin based on the amount of years he lived, in other words, a normal amount. We can atone for sins like snow. Yes, if a person sins above and beyond the call, above and beyond the quota, Katsemer Yu, when he's atoned for, is only going to atone for like wool and not like snow. Ravina from Adetaria said, "Bishah Shavon is kalim kashel gabino. When they're lighter sins, they'll turn white like snow. Bishah Shekvein, if they're heavier sins, which are harder to erase, then they only turn white like wool." Okay. Halacha doubt. Minayla sikashikashdi. How do we know that anointing with oils is like drinking? Bioma kipurim and exhausting Yom Kippur the same way. Avo bishen raya ladavin those near club to click on evidence for this matter. Zech ladavin is an allusion to it. Shneimer says, "Vatovo kamayim bekirbo v'chashem atzmosav." It came like water within him and like oil in his bones. So we see that the use of oil is equated to the use of water. Okay, it's like water you drink, oil you anoint, similar like this. Yeah, that was even in the Mishnah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Mishnah calls it Zech ladavin, not a raya. For that reason.
Is that Mishnah in Bavli too?
Yeah, sure. All Mishnah is the same.
You know, the same quote to him?
Yeah. Okay. It says a little further. Kato de Tani. It's like that we learned. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Ben Tzilchus Shishotanu, whether you're anointing yourself with oil for pleasure, Ben Tzilchus Shishotanu, or not for pleasure, because like you have a skin condition, Mutter, they're both okay. B'Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur, Ben Tzilchus Shishotanu, whether you anoint yourself for pleasure, Ben Tzilchus Shishotanu, or not for pleasure, also, they're both forbidden. B'Tishbav, a tiny silver, if it's a Tishbav, a public fasting, so we draw a distinction. Tzilchus Shishotanu, if it's a pleasure, also, it's forbidden. Shein or shaltanik, if it's not for pleasure, such as you have a scratch or something, an itch or something, mutter, that's permissible. Tani, we learn. Shavo sikho lishtiyo, anointing is like drinking laser, in terms of the prohibition. Now that's by truma, where it says that you're not supposed to eat it. Utashlumin, and you have to pay back as well, with an added fifth. have a little onus, but you don't get the same punishment for anointing that you do for drinking, okay? Which is kares. B'yom HaKippurim and so to Yom Kippur le'Isser, there's a prohibition on both, just like there is on Shabbos. Have a little onus. You also don't get the same punishment, but you don't get kares for it, okay? Anointing oils, right? For drinking, you do. Vatani, I didn't. It doesn't say lo yichalulu. They shouldn't desecrate the truma oil. And for that, we learn love is a sachkushay. Said that somebody who anoints is chayiv just like somebody who drinks, so it should be chayiv kares. Rabbi Yochanan said leis kan sach. Take out the word sach here. Take it out. Person who anoints is not chayiv. So about somebody who drinks. Amar Rabbi Abba Mali, imat oimer kain. If you say that. Imat omer leiskan sach. If you say you're going to take out the anointing, leiskan trace it. Still can't be talking about drinking. The pasuk becomes bereft of meaning, because can't be talking about drinking either. Why? To locate it. Because if not, davishu bolishne lavim mitzdarif. There's a halacha that if you eat a little bit of truma and you drink a little bit of truma, so it's mitzdarif. The shiur amar mitzdarif. But that would only be if it falls on the same lav of, let's say, kolzer lo yochal kodesh. But if one falls on the lav of Kozar Leoch Kodesh and the other falls on the lap of Lo Yichalulu, then they can't join together to make a bashir. So therefore, it must be that both from the same prohibition. All right. So when it says Lo Yichalulu, what is that referring to? That must be referring to oils. It can't be because oils, the anointing of oils, does not join together with eating and drinking. It's a separate prohibition. So therefore, that would be make sense. So that would be separate. That would be about oils, and the food and drink would be learned out from elsewhere. Lamaisa, though, we don't accept this. We do hold that oils, the anointing of oils, is the lower madrega of sin, and for which you don't transgress, you don't get kares, than is the unless it's the oils of the ketores or the sherman hamishra, and then the eating and drinking. Thank you.
So what's the onish for anointing?
Nothing. Restitution. Just restitution. Monetary restitution.
Maybe Marcus Martis.
This is like any of the Rabbana. Okay. How do we know that by Meiser Sheni, Mechuvar means Doraisa? I know there's an assay not to use your misuse the U.